Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ramble React. Jurgen Klopp has announced he's leaving Liverpool at the end of the season. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Luke Moore.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm Andy Brassel.
Well, hello, everybody. My goodness. Seismic news in English football. Jurgen Klopp has announced that he will step down as Liverpool manager at the end of the season. We finished Ramble recording, preview show Ramble recording. The news broke, but we were still here.
Yeah.
So we're giving you, we haven't moved from our seats in the studio. Mm-hmm. This is such big news.
So none of us are prepared.
Normally we're halfway across London, yeah. Each of us going home.
You're normally suddenly, in a boozer.
Well, you know, why change the habit of a lifetime? But yes, Jurgen Klopp, he did his piece to camera. Solemnly so, because obviously with a heavy heart he would have said all that, because he's had an incredible time and has an incredible relationship with those connected to Liverpool Football Club and all the fans, of course. But I mean, what are your initial thoughts, chaps, on this? It's, you know, obviously all good things come to an end. But
in many ways, amazed that he's lasted this long, because Klopp is one of the serial monogamists of European football. Yeah. If you think 7 years at Mainz, after being there for so long as a player, yeah. 7 years at Dortmund, yeah. By the time he leaves Liverpool in the summer, he'll have been there nearly nine.
Yeah.
I mean, to be at a Premier League club for that long doesn't just tell you that it's been incredibly successful. Mm-hmm. It tells you about his stamina. And when he said in his chat that, "I just think I'm running out of energy," he's the most energetic of managers anyway.
Yeah.
So that he's managed to do it for that long, I think is remarkable. And then if you think of that 8.5 years, that being 8.5 years in the Premier League, mm-hmm. and that being 8.5 years in the Premier League at Jurgen Klopp kind of tempo, the fact is, for most of that, he's been competing with one of the best club sides of all time,
yeah.
in Manchester City. So, you know, when Mourinho and Guardiola came together in Manchester and we thought, oh, well, fireworks are really going to fly. But that never happened.
Sparklers at most.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The intensity of it was so much at Barcelona and Real Madrid that neither of them, not even Mourinho, wanted it like that. But in a sort of different sort of way, City versus Liverpool, when it's been Klopp, Guardiola, has kind of been like that.
Yeah.
Not in that they've been baiting each other in the press room all the time, but the intensity of the competition has been so much. I don't know, if I was Guardiola, I might have a look and go, oh, I quite fancy a rest as well.
Yeah.
I mean, does this come as a huge... I mean, obviously, it's a surprise as he's been there so long. But given, you know, what Andy's just said there and the longevity, Jim, are you hugely surprised?
I'm surprised by the timing of it, to be honest, because it has dropped like an absolute bombshell. And obviously, you have to announce these things at some point. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's any sort of... tactical reason that he would announce it now?
Well, possibly. You know. We talked about on the main show about his relationship with David Wagner.
Maybe
he thinks Wagner knows the info. He's told him and he thinks, oh, no, he's
getting a hug off him on the touchline anyway. No, I mean, come on.
He maybe thinks he's a bit of a blabbermouth. Like that time Tony Cascarino announced Teddy Sheringham's retirement before Teddy Sheringham did goals on Sunday.
Wagner wouldn't sign the NDA. I've got to get it out there.
Yeah, to be honest, I sort of am surprised because it looked as if Klopp was making a lot of moves to build a second really, really strong team. If you look at the age profile of the players coming in, if you look at essentially the quality of it, the effort that he's putting into bringing youth players through, I know that they've always done that there and he's always been very, very big on that, but it really looked as if he was essentially planning to hang around for a second full cycle, really. And I sort of am surprised, but hearing him talk about how draining it is makes... perfect sense for all the reasons that Andy's laid out, particularly having to compete with Man City. And when they, you know, the achievements they've had surely come at such a huge, huge cost in terms of the energy that you put into it. And yeah, it's a real shame for English football. It'd be very, very interesting to see where Liverpool go next. I imagine that there'll be some sort of succession plan given that they're, you know, announcing it with so much time. And also, it'd be very interesting to see psychologically what it does to Liverpool for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
They already look, you know, like proper contenders on every front.
Yeah, it could unify them, could undermine them. I mean, I'm sure he's thought about that. I think it's worth kind of focusing a bit on exactly how impactful the Jurgen Klopp has been at Liverpool. You know, this is a club with a huge history, arguably the biggest club in the country. He's managed them for more games than anyone since Bob Paisley. You know, and if you look at kind of the Bill Shankly, who kind of built modern Liverpool, then Bob Paisley inherits it from him and takes it on another level. Between you know, late 50s and the mid 80s, you know, Liverpool only had those two managers. They're the two kind of standout, of course. But then what Klopp's achieved at Liverpool essentially ranks him alongside the most important and successful managers in Liverpool's history. You know, Shankly and Paisley and Dalglish and Klopp. You know, you've probably got Benitez that fits in there because he won the Champions League with Liverpool as well. So he kind of sneaks in through the back door and he managed them for a long time as well. But Jurgen Klopp's been absolutely seismic, not just for Liverpool, but for English football as well. And I think Andy's absolutely spot on when he says, for him to achieve what he's achieved at that club, to restore them back to where they kind of belong in a post-Ferguson's Man United environment is incredible. And his place in history at that club is assured. And his place in English football is assured as well. And to
world
do
football,
it,
you would go as far
and
as
to do it in an environment which has essentially been undermined entirely by real financial doping and him still being able to compete, him still being able to not just pick up a trophy here or there, you know, not just do a, you know, kind of, I don't know, like a Gerard Houllier and pick up some kind of trophies that perhaps don't mean as much to Liverpool, despite Houllier having a good bit of success. For him to be able to win everything for them, you know, win the Champions League, win the league for the first time in so long, go on and
the cups
and pick up regular trophies and win the cups as well is incredible. He is a massive, massive part of English football and a massive part of the Premier League. And I think the final thing I would want to say about him is that his charisma and his personality and his kind of box office nature as he would always give us something to talk about on this show, you know, for better or worse.
Yep.
And he'll leave a gaping hole in English football. assuming he doesn't decide to stick around and go somewhere else, which is unthinkable, him doing that in England at the moment. I'm sure he'll find a job somewhere else if he wants one.
He's employable. It's certainly,
absolutely. And I think it is also interesting to pick up on what Jim said about, you know, the demands that are placed on these guys at the very top level now are clearly huge. You know, Guardiola has to take regular breaks. You can say the thing about Klopp, Andy, but you know, you could also add that Guardiola to that list, because he's been at Man City for a lot longer than perhaps some people expect.
Than anyone expects.
I don't know how much longer he's going to be there. Normally, he's one who has to go away for a year and get completely, because he's completely burnt out. So, you know, it's an incredible achievement. You know, it'll be getting on for 9 years, as Andy says, and no one will forget what he achieved there.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the Football Ramble is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life throws many different challenges at us, and as a result, we all have our own sources of stress. Whether big or small, those stresses can impact our lives in unpredictable ways, and if we don't address them, they can have an outsized and unwanted impact. Therapy is a safe place in which we can address these issues, learn to understand them, and find ways to work through them. Having therapy can be beneficial to anybody, not just people who've experienced major traumas, even if you may have not considered it before. It could be simply a time for you to get things off your chest, a way to learn positive coping skills, or how to set boundaries. Ultimately, it can be whatever you need it to be. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you to a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
The last handful or so of years will be defined in English football as the Klopp and Guardiola years.
Yeah.
And for Klopp to keep pace, by and large, obviously not every single season, but by and large, keep pace with Guardiola and Manchester City is, you know, huge testament to him and everybody at the club. And it's interesting that when he took over in 2015, it did take until 2019 for them to win their first trophy.
They
were in a mess, yes. And he managed to kind of galvanise them and get them going. And that pre-Klopp Liverpool time, of course there was trophies. I mean, Champions League, as Luke says, you know, more than one final in the Champions League, a handful. We will define Liverpool perhaps in the same way as we, as some people have, perhaps erroneously, but describing Barcelona as sort of pre and post Pep Guardiola. You know, what we think of modern day Liverpool. You know, he's brought them in and made them into this kind of sort of super club, if you like. But it did take a few years to win the first trophy, and the first trophy was the Champions League, and they'd bothered. You know that. They'd reached the final. Prior to that. But his record in finals, as we spoke about on Wednesday, wasn't great. At Liverpool, he seems to have cracked it.
Yeah.
You know, they absolutely love it. I mean, you know, they've won the Premier League, which was the huge monkey off their back. Obviously, Champions League, FA Cup, you've mentioned. The FIFA Club World Cup, aka the big one. The only one they've missed out on is the Europa League, which this season, you know, you'd say they were favourites for. And I wonder, to add to your point, Jim, about, you know, was he going to stay for a second cycle? I think that's what we all thought. But a bit like with Ferguson at Manchester United, I think Ferguson might have retired that season when
Manchester City win it on the final day in injury time, and he thinks I cannot go out on that.
Yeah.
And so stays the extra year. It's a gamble, of course it is, but that's the nature of it. Wins the league and then goes right.
No, I'm done.
I'm the one who plays the final note, by the way.
Yeah.
And I think with Klopp, interesting the timing, as you say. Why not wait for the summer? Who knows? Only he knows that. But this season, Liverpool are on for a quadruple.
Yeah.
And Europa League, they'd be favourites for. They're in the League Cup final. Still alive in the FA Cup, and they're on for the league. He has to leave on a high. He has to leave. I mean, it may not result in silverware. You would have thought that they would win at least one of those trophies, but he has to leave in a good place. Last season, it wasn't great. It was actually, it was...
He started the rebuild, unlike Ferguson.
Yeah, he started...
Which I think is important to say.
And you're absolutely right, Andy, but he couldn't leave on a bit of a sort of a damp note, I don't think. And I think he had to leave where it was kind of like he gets them back up, they're firing on all fronts, they suddenly... Almost like a not quite vintage Klopp side, because he won't have time to do that now. But he has to leave when they're all kind of like, no, we're properly back at the race.
And he has started a rebuild, but there's still quite a lot of work to do. And I think the fact that City, other issues, disciplinary issues notwithstanding, show no real sign of dropping off. I think that can make it feel a little bit more exhausting.
Yeah,
but also, I think it's the fact, they need a new sporting director. Yeah. The fact that Liverpool have been so well run that has allowed him to just get on with running the team pretty much as Guardiola has done at Manchester City.
But that got disrupted at Liverpool.
Yeah, it has. But they have actually created quite a decent level of continuity. They still do their transfer business basically better than anyone else. Mm. So, apart from City, perhaps. So, if there's a feeling that they're not quite sure where they're going to go with next, maybe that's one of the reasons to step away. Because if he has to step in and maybe have more influence in the short term over transfers, if they're needing that from him, if they're needing even more from him that he's giving at the moment, even for a short term period, that might be a point to say, maybe I'm going to step off. I mean, there is an obvious next step for him already, because Julian Nagelsmann is only contracted up until the end of Euro 2024. Now, okay, but like, you think of Klopp's last sabbatical lasted after Dortmund, where he said, I need a break, etc. It lasted not even 4 months, really, before he went to Liverpool. He leaves Dortmund in the May, goes to Liverpool in the October. I wonder if this is a point where you always look at Jurgen Klopp and think, international management's not really for him. You don't get that day-to-day thing with the players, and you don't get the sort of feeling that he created, and that's why he's been so successful in the Premier League, and that's what saw him through that first bit of the job, where people could go, statistically after a year, he's got no more points wise than Brendan Rodgers did in his last year or whatever. That was never really what it was about. The feeling that he created between himself and the fans, Liverpool fans will tell you he got it.
Yeah, totally.
He got the club. But he did the same at Dortmund and he did the same at Mainz. So you presume that he's maybe going to have to try and find the same with another club, which is not as easy as it sounds, especially at the level of sort of clubs that will want him. I think if he's looking to maintain this relationship with football and go back into club football at some point, which he will, if he goes and takes the Germany job for a couple of years, this feels like, because I think Nagelsmann will go back into club football next season, it would feel like this is probably quite a sensible point to do it.
So you're confident that you'll go back into club football? It wouldn't... Yes, having heard this news just now, you think, he's only 56, a lot of years left in the tank. It also wouldn't shock me if he goes, I'm done.
Yeah, well, at that level, it's a difficult thing though, isn't it? We hear quite often about how...
He's achieved everything.
Absolutely. And also how sort of... It's very, very rare that you get managers that last beyond a cycle of around, say, 10 years when they're at the very, very top of their game. So maybe
they're like boxers, aren't they? They stay in when they're past it.
Yeah.
Generally. Well,
and right. Klopp seems smart enough to me to not do that. Not that there's any sort of suggestion that his powers are waning or anything, or that his methods are outdated, because clearly that's not the case. But he's a smart guy who might have an eye on that. And after he's had a little bit of rest, I also wouldn't be that surprised, Marcus, if he didn't go back into club football at some point. I mean, maybe after a few years away, you'll get bored and want to come back or whatever. But I think it is worth revisiting him being the guy to get Liverpool to win the Premier League. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely massive. It was such a monkey on the club's back, as has been said.
Exactly.
That now feels like it was just a bit of an aberration, really, and something that needed that really desperately needed to be taken care of. And it's also worth, you know, remembering as a wider football fan that if he hadn't done that, it would have just been years and years and years of Man City domination. It would have been like the Bundesliga.
Well, I think they're unlucky. If we start to look at Klopp's Liverpool in the rearview mirror since he's announced this, I think you can already think, and I've said this before, and I do believe it, I think they're probably unlucky not to have won more than one.
Yeah. In any normal era, they get two or three.
Oh, yeah. The points like totals are mad.
Era, yeah.
Yeah, I think they drove City really hard on more than one occasion. I also think the timing of it's interesting because he said that he's told the club in November and he's announcing it now. I wonder whether that means that there's a succession plan in place already.
And that would be hard to keep under wraps.
Exactly. Yeah,
I mean, not impossible, but maybe they...
There's been talk of Pep Linders, isn't there, to kind of step in. Mm-hmm. But then the big spectre at the feast now will, of course, be Xavi Alonso.
Yes.
Who's done so well in Germany. Maybe they've kind of got assurances that they can get him in the summer and they want to get a transition kind of ready to go and it's not going to be confusing. What does that mean, Andy? If you kind of turn your attention to what's next for Liverpool, do you think Xavi Alonso is realistic?
I think he'd be a great fit.
Steven Gerrard's gutted it. He saw that new contract on Saudi.
Robbie Fowler's still not managing in the Saudi second tier.
That is true.
I'll just put that up.
But you think, is it too soon for Xavi Alonso, or do you think that's a possibility?
I think there is the possibility that he thinks it's too soon. I think the fact that Carlo Ancelotti ended up extending at Real Madrid is perhaps not an accident, for example, because we all assumed he was going off to Brazil at the end of the season and now he's signed until 2026. So when I spoke to Xavi Alonso back in November, actually, he was, I'm going to move my career at the pace that I want to move it. No one's going to tell me when's the right time
much
to do
like
anything.
He moved the ball, Andy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Do it at my own pace.
Plays it at his own pace. Exactly. So, you know, they've got a huge rest of the season left and a really great opportunity to do something Leverkusen. He would fit, but I guess because Klopp has been there for such a long time, because they've been so enormously successful, there must be a feeling of, going back to the Ferguson comparison, am I going to David Moyes myself here? Mm. Not just for Xabi Alonso, but for whoever takes it.
It's weird, isn't it? That's how often these work, don't they? I mean, Liverpool have been successful with that in the, you know, now sort of quite distant past.
Shankly and Paisley, basically.
There you go. Yeah. But it's if indeed they do offer it to Alonso,
it would be fascinating.
He's clearly the obvious candidate.
He's a great coach.
Alonso says, you know, he wants to do it his own pace, totally, but he might feel he needs to pick up the
table. I think he'd be given time, though.
Yeah, and
just, also, as, just as Klopp was.
But indeed.
Exactly. That kind of club.
But he has the relationship with the fans and the club, and I think that is very, very crucial when you're going off after Klopp. Now, we could sit here in a year or two's time and go, well, actually, perhaps the best thing would have done to get someone completely fresh on the scene. You know, we don't know until it happens, of course.
But Liverpool are about continuity. Historically, Liverpool are about continuity, aren't they?
Well, and if there's a chance to do it here. But
And I also think you've got to look at the circumstances around why he's leaving. I mean, he's leaving because he's run out of energy.
Yeah.
He's taken them as far as he can. As you guys have already said, and I agree with you, there's no kind of problem with how well they're doing. Mm-hmm. There's no idea that his methods are becoming outdated. If anything, we thought it was at the start of a new exciting cycle given how they've been this season. So I guess the Liverpool hierarchy, and for all we know, they may have made this decision already, but the Liverpool hierarchy will be, do you want more of this? Or do you want to bring someone else in who can do that and
change the style?
And that could freshen it up, but it could, as you already said, it could do a Moyes, it could be an Unai Emery. No one thinks Unai Emery's a bad manager, but the fit wasn't quite
right.
Say
that about Moyes as well.
I don't actually think Moyes is a bad manager. Right. You're the one who's flip-flopped around on that, not me.
Nonsense.
You change every other week.
I don't know why you put that off me.
I think we could probably rule David Moyes out of the Liverpool job for now.
Well, because I think he should stay at West Ham.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
For now. So it's fascinating to see what will happen. I hope it galvanises them, and I hope, because I think I've got no particular affiliation with Liverpool at all, really, but I think he's been such an amazing presence in the game in this country. So I think it would be very nice. It would be fitting to pick up on stuff you've been saying, Marcus, about if they could pick up something in the final year. Mm. I think that'd be nice. I'd like it to not be I mean, if it's a League Cup, it's a League Cup, but that's not the
that elusive Europa League.
Oh, well, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Or even, I mean, obviously, the league title would be amazing because, of course, we can't forget, yes, they did get that monkey off their back, but they didn't do it in front of fans, did they?
Yeah.
So it's not a big sign off. It's not as big as pure as it could be. Maybe you could put that right come May. Mm-hmm. That would be an amazing final chapter to what has been a magnificent story.
Absolutely right. One thing that some people may not know about Jurgen Klopp is that his middle name is Norbert.
Great. And that will always be the case, whether he's Liverpool manager or not.
Exactly.
So that's a little bit of comfort for Liverpool fans everywhere there.
Something we can all get behind.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we are. Thank you very much for listening. Do catch the preview show, which we recorded before this news, for all your FA Cup fourth round needs. Myself, Luke and Andy are also back tomorrow for the mailbag. See you soon, everybody.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
The Championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real Championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.